me talk to you quickly from 2 Kings chapter 19. And I want to tell you what to do when you're under threat. What to do when you're under threat. When the enemy is sending threats your way, what do you do? 2 Kings 19. And here we see the Assyrian army is coming up against Israel. And they're coming up to fight against Jerusalem. And they're sending out their threats. And they send the threat over to the wrong person. They send the threat to a man that knew what to do. You see, sometimes the enemy thinks that his threats are going to shake you. But tell him, don't worry, devil. Send the threats because I know what to do. Say, send the threats because I know what to do. And I know who can handle it. And I know who can dismantle it. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, when you're under threat, be strong. Say, threats are not failures. They're just meant to intimidate. But today, I know the one that can deal with every threat and every fear tactic. His name is Jesus. Hey! 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 Let's go over to 18:36. And he says, but the people held their peace. Somebody say, hold your peace. And answer him not a word. For the king's command was what? Do not answer him. Do not be quick to answer. Give prayer an opportunity. I said, don't be quick with your own words, but give prayer an opportunity to work. Amen? Let's see. Let's go over to 19 now. So Hezekiah received the letter, but it's not what the letter said. It's what he did with the letter. Too often, when we're under threat, we get caught up with the threat. And we become so afraid and we become shaken that we forget who it is we serve. Amen? Let's go to 19:10. And it says, thus you shall speak to Hezekiah, the king of Judah, saying, do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the king of Assyria have done to all the lands by what? Utterly destroying them. And shall you be delivered? Look at the threats there now. Have the gods of the nations delivered those whom my father has destroyed? Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the people of Eden who were in Telasser. Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arphad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Ipha? And look at that. So what they did, they list out who they destroyed, and they're using it to intimidate you. But I want to tell somebody this morning, intimidation shall not work in the name of Jesus. Intimidation shall not prosper. They that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. Somebody say, I will be strong. I will be strong. I will not be crippled by intimidation. I will not be crippled looking upon what's coming on the earth. I will not fear. I will not fear. I will not fear, but I will be strong knowing who my God is. And then verse 14, here is Hezekiah going to the first Saturday prayer in the morning. He says, I see your threats and I see what's coming my way, but I got somewhere to go. I'm going into the house of the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto me. Say unto me. Say unto me. 14. And Hezekiah received a letter from the hand of the messengers. And he read it. He read it. He read it. And he saw all the threats. And he saw how they planned to destroy Jerusalem. And how they're using their tactics to drive fear. Because what could have happened right here, Hezekiah could have begun shaking in his boots and lose the battle right there. Watch with me. He could have lost the battle right there without fighting, without even going to battle. He could have lost it based on what the threat said. Based on what the threat said. I want to tell you, the devil is breathing out threats against God's people. And he's telling you, and he's driving fear and intimidation into your mind, around you. He's using people even to speak against you and speak about you and belittle you and condemn you and attack you with words. Rabshakeh came and he used his mouth and he said, "Where is everybody? We walked through all of them and we destroyed them. Even their gods couldn't help them. What makes you think that your God will deliver you?" But the thing they don't know this God. They don't know this God that we serve. He's a resurrection. He's a life. He conquered the grave. He conquered death. He conquered the devil. He stripped the devil of all his power. So what is your threat? But look what Hezekiah did. He did not say saddle chariots. He did not say get the valiant men. He didn't say get the mighty men. He didn't say line up the horse. No, he didn't say saddle a horse and get your sword and your shield. No, he knew that there was something more powerful that we can war with. The Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. He did not run to the flesh and blood, but he ran to what he couldn't see. Too often we run to what we can see. And we run to what artillery we have. But here he ran to what he couldn't see. Ooh, when you're under threat, run to the God you cannot see. He said, and Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord. And what did he do? He spread it. He presented it. He didn't leave the letter home. He brought the letter and he said, "Here it is. Here is my eviction notice. Here is my court notice. Here is the report from the doctor. Everything is written here, Lord. I don't know what these terminologies mean, but you know exactly what they mean. You know exactly what it means." And he laid it before. You see, sometimes we don't remember everything. But it's time that we begin to bring things and present it before God. Don't take the altar light. He went to the altar of the Lord and he spread it before the Lord. And what did he say? Then Hezekiah what? Prayed. Hezekiah what? He prayed. This morning, you've been here praying. Oh, you got nothing to do? Oh, why you got to go to church 8 a.m.? Oh, you went to work last night. Oh, you came home 2:30 this morning. Oh, this, that. Why you got to go? Why? Because I got to pray. Because there are threats coming my way. There's an enemy that is crafty, cunning, and deceiving, that is blowing threats my way. And some of you know the threats that are on your journey, that are on your path. I want to tell you this morning, present it before the Lord in prayer. presented in prayer. The word says, be anxious for nothing, but everything. Somebody say everything. Say everything. By prayer. In the name of Jesus, I present it to the Lord in prayer. I release my supplication in prayer in Jesus' name. All right. He went into the house of the Lord and he spread it. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, oh Lord God of Israel, the one who dwell between the cherubims. What he said, you are God. Meaning nobody else is like you. There is none other but you. You are all powerful. You are the Lord of the living. You are Lord of the dead. You are Lord of angels. You are the Lord of principalities. You are the Lord of powers, systems. You are the Lord. You supersede all. You are God. You alone. And all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. So he's saying, God, I know you're good up here, but in the earth, there's a man that is breathing out threats, and I need you to intervene. And 16, he says, incline, somebody say incline. Incline your ears, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach who? The living God. Let me help you this morning. When the enemy comes after you, he's coming after God. I said, when the enemy comes after you, he's coming after God. But we must have the understanding. Now, if you don't leave with anything this morning, know that when the enemy comes to fight you, he's coming up against God. Jesus reinforced that, and he said, whatsoever you do unto these little ones, you do it as unto the Lord. I want to tell you this morning, you got to walk with an understanding that you cannot be taken out, because God will fight for you. God will fight for you. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning, so there is nothing that enemy can do against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 Woo. Truly, Lord, the King of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and have cast their God into the fire. They were not. They were what? They were not gods, but the work of men's hand. Wood and stone, therefore they destroyed him. You see, he pulled a distinction between God and the other gods. He said, yes, they were able to beat up the other lands because they didn't have no God. They didn't have no watchman. They had no help. They created helps for themselves with the works of their own hands, but those works failed. But now he calls out to the living God. He said, now therefore, Lord, I pray, save us. Somebody say, save us. Save us. Say, save us from his hand. Say, Lord, save me from my enemy's hand. Lord, save me from my enemy's hand. Those that devise wicked imaginations against me. Those that utter words that are contrary to your will and to your purpose. I annihilate it with fire in Jesus' name. You are the Lord God, you alone. Now look at this. Whenever you engage God, God will cause man to move on your behalf. Whenever you engage God, the systems of God will kick in for you. But if you don't engage God, his system can't kick in. So look what the Lord did. Next verse 20. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent Hezekiah saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel. Why? What he said? Because you have what? Oh, wow. Wow. Because you have prayed. Not because you were holy or because you were a good man, but because you acknowledged God. You took your eyes off of the treacher and you looked to God. Some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we will remember. Somebody say remember. Say remember. Remember. I will remember. I will remember. I will remember. I will remember. 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 I will remember.
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 Remember the name of my God.
Oh my God.
My God.
My God.
My God.
My God.
Because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. I have what? I have heard. Sometimes you don't want to pray against your enemy. But there's a time you pray for your enemy. And there's another time you pray against them. Because there's two things. You pray against what they're seeking to do. And then you pray that God have mercy on them. But you don't let them do the evil against you. Then pray good for them. I'll say that again. You don't leave it open for them to do evil to you. You pray against the evil. You pray against the wicked plots. You pray against the scheme. You shut it down. How? In prayer. Just because we don't see answers falling, we think nothing is happening. But I want to tell you, the God that we serve neither sleeps nor slumber. Nor does he take a day off. Nor does he need time to relieve himself. He's the God of all God, the God of all power, all might, and all dominion. Because you have what? Prayed. Somebody say pray. I have heard. Now, let's skip. Isaiah give him a long word. But let's go down and let me show you what will happen. Go down to verse 35. No, let's read from 32. Verse 32 says, therefore thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, the one that's sending all the threats. He shall not, somebody say not. What's going to happen to those that threaten you? They shall not. Stop right there and think of the threat that you've been sent. They shall not. Somebody say not. Sickness shall not win over your body. Death shall not rule over your life. My God, shame shall not be your portion. Demonic powers shall not rule in your life. The plots of the enemy for your marriage shall not prevail. He shall not come into this city. Now, did he go into other cities? Okay. Did he go into other cities? Did he defeat them? But he's not going to even get to come into this one. He's not going to even get to come in to even put up a fight. It's only empty threats. Why? The man pray. The man pray. I will pray. I will pray. Oh, I will pray. If I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. We will pray. Oh, we will pray. He shall not come into this city. Now look here. Now shoot an arrow there. The enemy think they're coming for you, but they're not going to even have opportunity to shoot a dart your way. My God. Nor come before it with a shield. There will be no need for defense. They wouldn't have an opportunity to fight, nor will they have any need to defense, nor build a siege mount against it. By the way that he came. Now look here. Is he coming? Is he coming? The enemy is after us. We don't need to worry about his coming. All we know, there is a going. I said, we're not worried about the coming because we know there is a calling. Now shoot an arrow there. Now come before it with a shield. Now build a siege against it. By the way that he came, by the same he shall what? Return. And he shall not come into this city, says the Lord. For I, somebody say the Lord. The Lord will defend this city. The Lord will defend this city. The Lord will defend the people of faith. The Lord will defend this church. The Lord will defend America. The Lord will defend his children. The Lord will fight your battles. The Lord is your defense. He is your rear guard. He said, I'll go before you. I'll go behind you. I'll protect you. You're going out and you're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Who's going to defend? Who's going to defend? Who's going to defend? Who is your defender? Who is your defender? Who is your defender? When you pray, you exchange defense mechanism. When you pray, you enter into an agreement with God that he takes over and he defends you. But if you keep the request, you internalize the request, you worry about the request, you take it out of God's hand. Too many of us, we get bad news and we sit on it. We get bad news and we think about it. We get bad news and we cry about it. We get bad news and we worry about it. We get bad news and we get anxiety over it. We get bad news and we shake over it. We get bad news and we go in a dark room over it. We get bad news and we stay home from the house of God. The devil is a deceiver. Hezekiah did not go to the house of God on someone else's behalf. If they had sieged Jerusalem, they would have taken him captive. It affects the king and it affects his subjects. What affects you affects your house. It is time that we see the need of prayer and the accuracy of prayer and the effectiveness of prayer. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of who? The righteous. It avails. Somebody say avails. It avails much. Marakos ke brokoskos ke tanda rokosh katadaba. Let this be a witness of our spirit that whenever there is prayer, we find ourselves in the house of God. We run to the house of God because prayer is an exchange of defense mechanism. You switch it off. You come into the house of God and you switch it off. He could have said, you know what? I could have stayed in my house and prayed, but the Bible says he went to the house of God. Too many of us, we undermine the value of the house of God. we undermine and we belittle the value of coming together with the brethren, and we take it lightly, and we say, oh, God is everywhere. I want to tell you, keep the God is everywhere mentality and see that God will be nowhere for you, because if God is building his church, you'll be on your own, stuck by yourself. I want to tell you this morning, it is time that our spiritual life pop. Let the eyes of the Spirit be open. Let the eyes, the Bible said we have eyes, we cannot see. We have ears, we cannot. Say, my eyes are open. Come on, make that declaration. The eyes of my understanding are open. The eyes of my understanding are open. In all you're getting, get understanding. In all of your getting, get what? Oh God, watch here now. And I will defend the city to save it for whose sake? My own sake. And not only for my own sake, but for my servant David. Because my servant David walked with me with an upright heart. He walked with me with a pure heart. When you walk with God, you're setting up your generations for blessing. I said, when you walk with the Lord and you're faithful to God, oh my God, David was a man that says, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. You keep the thousand here, there, and everywhere. Give me the house of God. Give me the presence of God. Put me around the altar. We go in speed now. And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord, we're going from prayer to prophetic declaration, and then we're going into action. Somebody say action. Somebody say action time. Because God said they can't come in. They're not going to even come in. And they're not going to even fight. But here it goes. And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel, who? Your prayer is to the unseen one. And the unseen one has artillery that the enemy can't see, but is active. Not because you don't see angels, that means angels are not working on your behalf. When he says, you shall give his angel one charge over me. That the angels of the Lord went out and what? Killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there was what? Corpses. What was there? It came from an army to now dead bodies lying everywhere. Why? Because one man decided to pray. One man decided to pray. I want to tell you, when you pray, God gets moving. Don't be afraid of the threats. God has a plan. And look at this. Look how God takes care of the enemy in such a shameful manner. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went away, returned home, and remained in Nineveh. 37. And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the temple of Nisroch, his God, that who? His sons. Somebody say his sons. His own sons. Those two long names, Adrammelech and Sharezer, struck him down with what? The sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Then Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. I want to tell you, when you're on the threat, get into the place of prayer. Don't be fearful. Don't be intimidated. Don't be scared. But lay it before the Lord. Present it before God. I want to say something. On Sunday, we're going to do something special. We're going to have a table, and you got your prayer requests. We're going to bring it, and we're going to lay it out before God. Whatever your prayer request is, write it out. Lay it out. Some of you got some documents that needs to get fixed. Bring it. Let's lay it on the altar and let's release the supernatural power of God that will change situations in Jesus' name. So when you're on the trip, don't be fearful. Find yourself in the place of prayer. Get yourself in the house of God and get on your knees and get on your face and watch God turn it around. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. I pray this morning you marinate something into our spirit. Marinate something into your people's spirit. Put something deep down in their belly. Deep down in their spirit. Let there be a deposit of understanding, wisdom. We will never take another day of prayer lightly. We will never take another day of prayer lightly. We will never take another first Saturday prayer lightly. In the name of Jesus. And we give it a glory. This is a place of transaction. It's a moment of transaction. Because God, we present all threats before you. Whatever your people are standing under today, I pray that the angel of the Lord will fight for them. The angel of the Lord will destroy their enemies. There will be corpses everywhere in the name of Jesus. What was meant to fight them will drop before their face in Jesus' mighty name. And we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, and the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go in faith. Amen.